AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A potentially deadly superbug is of concern at a Southern California hospital. The antibiotic-resistant bug has infected 7 patients, including 2 who died. Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center says nearly 200 others were exposed through contaminated medical instruments.
The 2 medical devices involved may have carried the bacteria, even though they were sterilized according to manufacturer specifications. The hospital says it's no longer using those devices and upgraded its sterilization procedures.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn. As he hosted a White House summit on countering violent extremism, President Obama said Muslims in the U.S. and around the world have a responsibility to fight a misconception that terrorist groups like the Islamic State speak for them. Secretary of State John Kerry says there must be a global effort to provide jobs and education to disenfranchised youths who are being courted by the Islamic State.
We have to build firewalls against ignorance and hate. And we're going to have to develop plans for effective action that is going to reach into local communities and at-risk neighborhoods on every continent.
Snow falling off a Boston-area ice rink roof buried a man and pummeled 4 other people as they were walking on a path near the rink. Cambridge police say the man was partially dug out by his brother and a rink employee before firefighters arrived to free him. Rob Anderson with the Massachusetts Department of Public Safety says people need to inspect for problems to avoid roof collapses under all the snow.
Maybe a slight roof leak that deteriorated some of the structure and those types of things. So we're advising everyone to take a careful look at the structure.
Current cold snap is affecting people even to the south, including in the Carolinas. This is AP Radio News. An explosion has devastated a section of a California refinery, shaking nearby homes and raining down ash. The blast at the ExxonMobil facility occurred in a recently installed processing facility. Torrance Mayor Patrick Fury.
My understanding is that the incident is static. I ended up getting this from our fire chief. There's been no reported casualties. The ash is inert, and people with breathing sensitivities should avoid going outside.
Experts say the production disruption may drive up gas prices in California. The Vatican did something it hasn't before, giving a group of U.S. gay and lesbian Catholics VIP seats at the Pope's weekly general audience. Francis DiBernardo was with New Ways Ministry.
When the Pope passed us by over here, when he was passing and greeting people, we sang a hymn, All Are Welcome. Because we want that, because we think that's our message, but we think that is his message, too.
Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.